By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Donald Trump is back at the White House after visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin, Tuesday, one of the flashpoint cities in the latest protests over racial injustice. Protests erupted last week after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, 7 times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. President Trump did not mention Blake's name during public comments Tuesday, saying only he felt terribly for anyone who suffered a loss, but otherwise only noted that the situation was complicated and under investigation. The president toured destruction left by rioters in Kenosha, declaring it was enabled by Democratic leaders. Trump also pledged financial help for Kenosha police and small businesses damaged or destroyed. On the eve of his visit, President Trump defended a teenage supporter accused of fatally shooting 2 men at a demonstration in Kenosha last week and accused Democrat Joe Biden of siding with the anarchists and rioters in the unrest. Former Vice President Biden is holding on to his months-long lead over President Trump in nationwide polling, with the election now 9 weeks away. But surveys show the race has narrowed and is even closer in key battleground states that are likely to determine the outcome. Trump and Biden are scheduled to debate each other 3 times, once later this month and twice in October. Vice President Mike Pence and California Senator Kamala Harris are to debate only once in early October. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The strongest typhoon of the year is on its way to the Korean Peninsula Wednesday. After lashing Japan with strong winds and rain, Typhoon Maisik, a Category 4 storm on the 5-level scale, could affect weather as far away as Canada. Maisik is expected to make landfall Wednesday in South Korea as a Category 1 or Category 2 storm. Cuban authorities launched a strict 15-day lockdown in Havana Tuesday to halt the slow but persistent spread of the new coronavirus in the capital. Aggressive anti-virus measures, including airport closures, have virtually eliminated COVID-19 nationwide in Cuba, except in the capital, where cases have increased from a handful a day to dozens a day over the past month. Havana now is under a 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew. More stores are barred from selling to shoppers from outside the immediate neighborhood in order to prevent people from moving around the city. Some Havana residents complain that the measures were complicating the already difficult task of buying food in a city stricken by constant shortages and endless lines for a limited supply of basic goods. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Tuesday a second massive round of aid addressing the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic is still needed, even as the U.S. economy is showing signs of recovery. Mnuchin's testimony before the Senate Select Committee on the Coronavirus comes as talks for a second round of aid have remained stalled on Capitol Hill since the first round of federal unemployment benefits to millions of out-of-work Americans expired in late July. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention here in the U.S. issued a sweeping nationwide order temporarily halting millions of U.S. renters from being evicted in a bid to reduce the spread of the coronavirus. President Trump earlier last month directed CDC to consider if temporarily halting residential evictions was reasonably necessary to prevent the spread of the virus. The order covers all 43 million U.S. residential renters, that is, as long as they meet income eligibility requirements. The CDC order said renters can still be evicted for reasons other than not paying rent or making a housing payment. And millions of mask-wearing European children returned to school Tuesday for the first time since the March lockdowns. For more news, join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.